Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like you to welcome Kenny Rabson. Kenny, it's a pleasure to have you here. Now, you see, that's the intro you get. Because Kenny was about to say, oh, you know, that's not a great intro, and I'm feeling bad. Look at what you get when you ask. Nice to have you here.
Thank you. It's great to be here. It's less intimidating listening to you on the radio than sitting here. But...
Well, please don't be intimidated. I wanted to talk to you about some of the things that you guys are doing. Obviously, you run a massive division here. Discovery Invest is huge, and what you're doing there is incredible. I'm not lying when I say to John that I'm on the app. Look here. I got Invest Policies.
Okay, good. Very
yeah,
good.
I'm on Vitality.
Good.
You know, this is, and even the life, health, I tick all the boxes.
Fantastic.
So,
keep going. Keep
thank
going.
You. What I'd like to start off with in terms of what I need to know from is we're all talking about the 2018 ambition. Right. Everybody here is a part of it. What are your views?
Look, I think it's so interesting when you go back 5 years and we were sort of conceiving of this vision, it looked so far away. And, you know, people thought, well, that's such a big stretch target. It's so far away. You almost don't have to do that much now. But the truth is, I think what it's done is it's galvanized this entire company around the core purpose of the business. I think people have pushed on every front. I mean, in every business, and certainly as part of the management, you just see in every session, we're just focused on how are we doing towards that ambition. So in terms of making Discovery better, there's no question. I think it was a great war cry for everyone to focus on and to really do their best and push to a common goal. So I think it's been absolutely fantastic.
All right, so all these people here, obviously part of the Discovery family, these are people who are contributing their time on For Good. There are a lot of people here who have their own ambitions for 2018, but what's your message to everybody in terms of getting them on board? Have you got a personal story of how you've been involved in something that really changed your perspective on things, that gave you an enormous amount of inspiration when it comes to doing your For Good?
No, the truth is, I think, and I've been at Discovery now for almost 18 or just over 18 years and seen many of the businesses evolve in the group. And I think really the message is that anything really is possible if you put your mind to it. Everything looks a stretch, it looks so hard, it looks like it's going to take forever. But the truth is, with the right motivation, the right sort of mindset to get the job done, I think we've proved in this business, you look at all the people out there, they've just proved what is possible. And I think this building, to some extent, it symbolizes what we've achieved, that people have built something fantastic. So my message to everyone is just to continue doing the best you can, setting yourself really bolder and bolder targets and goals and aspirations, and I think they're doable. There's nothing that's kind of too much of a stretch that you can't do.
And are there ways that Discovery Invest in particular is able to harness things in respect of the volunteer program, the idea of doing stuff for good, and in terms of helping everybody here to be a part of something that's more than just their own personal ambition?
Yeah, well, I think what we've tried inside the business is a couple of sort of initiatives. At the moment, we have some ladies walking through the Karoo on the Camino project, raising money as they go along, which is really to help people feed themselves. So that's a fantastic initiative. We've had programs. We've got one at the moment where, you know, we're knitting, not just the women. Some of the men are knitting scarves for the Luzamanzi school. We're looking to collect 500 books for the school. So there's a lot going on from month to month, new initiatives to try and make an impact on people, I think, a lot less fortunate than us, but where we believe really targeted strategies can lift the lives dramatically of these people. So I think people need to kind of get involved and do these things. The impact on society is amazing.
So, Kenny, when it comes to the products that you guys develop, and this is something now as a consumer that I'm very interested in, there may be people who already know some of these things, but it'll be helpful to go over them anyway. When it comes to building those products, How do you respond to solving people's problems through the kind of information, the kind of research, the kind of contact you have with the people who you deal with every day, not only in the business, but even your clients?
Well, I think the common goal in the invest business is that we see that a very small percentage of people in this country will retire with adequate assets. And it's going to be very binary. It's going to be those that have a lot of money and will be fine, and those that don't and are going to find retirement extremely difficult. And therefore, sort of in the product design, what we've done is use the model in discovery through behavioral incentives, get people to invest younger, get them to invest more every year. When they're in retirement, use your money more sparingly and draw down as little as possible. And we've created really rich incentives in the program to do that. So I think it's sort of to be honest, it's not really just a South African conundrum, this. It's an international conundrum that people don't retire with the right funds in place. Now, if you had to ask the average 30-year-old standing out chat today, how many of you have thought about retirement, they'll think you're nuts.
Yeah.
It's too far away. It's
right.
35 years away, whereas a lot of the other programs in Discovery feel more immediate. It's how you're driving your car today or what you're doing in the gym today. Invest is trying to actually deal with a much longer term issue. And I think we're doing pretty well in doing it. We've seen that on average people are investing 3 years younger with us than they used to. We've seen that the additional money they're putting in each year is up fivefold. We're seeing in retirement they're drawing on average 2% less every year out of their fund. So those incentives are certainly helping people to make the right decisions, and hopefully we're doing our bit to try and close that gap.
And thereby changing South Africa incrementally in the beginning and eventually hopefully exponentially.
And I think that's the win-win model of everything we've done in the group. We sort of think of it as a triangle that we've got to do really what's great for the client. Us as an insurer, it obviously has to work for us as well as a company, but really there's an impact on society. So for example, if you've got people driving better in the country, that's good for society.
Sure.
If you've got people healthier in the country, it's good for the healthcare burden. If you've got people investing correctly for retirement, then you're dealing with less burden on the state in terms of retirement provision. So certainly is coming through.
All right, but people are, and hopefully all of us will be living longer, which means that we need to think about this more than ever.
Absolutely.
We're living, they say that the first human to live to 150 may be born in the next couple of years.
Right, so that's fascinating because, today people think of retirement at age 65. That's sort of and the truth is, as people are living longer and healthier, you'll find that actually people can't afford to retire anymore at 65 because they'll be healthy and almost spending as many years in retirement with no income as they had in their working career. So I guess really plugging that gap is difficult, but hopefully people will be able to work longer in a healthier state as well. And that's really part of the challenge, so much so that our latest initiative next week we're launching a whole new business in the umbrella fund space, which is really talking to employees of every corporate. How do you run your pension fund and optimize the outcome in retirement? And I don't want to tell you much about the launch, but I think it's going to make a profound impact on the market.
I have no doubt everything you guys do seems to have a profound impact, and it's a good one all the time.